3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, a very interesting text. Mike out in Bottoms Bridge. Mike, I'm going to do a couple of things, actually. I'm not going to do it right now. Yes, I will read your text on the air. And then after I read your text on the air, I will tell you that you are dismissed. You don't need to be part of this program anymore. But I'll do that in a couple of moments. We've got some other stuff that we have got to deal with. I am concerned about how the Trump campaign is or is not proceeding. We battle, as we always do, the legacy news media folks. Well, we never get a fair shake. No kidding. You have got to suck it up, Buttercup, and understand that you're never going to get a fair shake from the legacy news media. So get over it. Take a lap, walk it off, rub some dirt in, whatever you got to do, but deal with it. I am concerned about this election. I am concerned about winning this election. And I personally believe to my very core that we need to see President Trump out in these swing states. And he's got to remind people how life was when he was president. And then an economy with that was surging for everyone. Now, we hear talk about special communities, right? Well, how is the Latino community going to vote, Jeff? How about the Asian community? How about the Jewish community? How about the Black community? I don't know that it's possible to do all of that. I mean, we get into the game that they play, which is identity politics. But I got to ask some questions about it, right? And the Reverend Leon Benjamin is joining us. Got a little insight on that. Leon, how are you, my friend?
Hello, hello, Jeff. It is good to be back with you and the family here at WRVA. It is, as you know, the pan is getting hotter. As they say, if you can't, stay in the fire in the kitchen, definitely don't get in the frying pan. Well, we are in the frying pan, Jeff.
We are indeed. So, I got to ask you, what is going on in terms of mobilizing people to vote for President Trump and reminding people, quite frankly, how life was when he was president? Because I don't think my memory is shoddy. I think it was a heck of a lot better than it is now.
Well, look, as a pastor and a husband and a father, I can tell you life was great when he was in office. Literally, interest rates were down, gas was down, food prices were down, mortgage prices were down, so you could buy a home. All those things were down. Mm-hmm. But now, in the last 3.5 years, it's just been terrible. Everything has skyrocketed. Yeah. And in the Black community, I could just say it because I'm Black sometimes, Jeff. Did you know that? I'm Black. Did you know that? But I got a couple other things inside of me too. But I'm just saying, the Black community has really felt it the most, right? In many areas. I mean, in food prices, in safety, education. I mean, it's just amazing what is going on. So I'm thinking, Jeff, that we are going to have to be able to understand how we get into these communities, minority communities, or whether it be the Asian community, the Jewish community, whatever, exactly what you said. And that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, here we are, Leon. We're what, 90 days or so before the actual election day? I mean, heck, early voting in a lot of places is starting in just a couple of weeks. How do we do it? I mean, I know you're working, you're out there, you're telling people, you're reminding people. Is there something else that needs to happen, say, on the part of President Trump?
Yeah, well, Trump is going to do Trump. And yeah. I think we need to just really relax and just be okay with that. But we as community activists, as a pastor myself and as other talking, I'm reaching out right now. Coalitions, right, can do some things that the Trump campaign may not be able to cover. Like you said, we can't be everywhere at the same time. The That's Trump right. campaign is not omnipresent.
That's right.
But MAGA Black And this is something that's not working or coordinating at all with the Trump campaign. We are 501c4, by the way, so we can't endorse. We don't endorse candidates. Okay. But we talk about policies. And if you are an organization that can really go out and talk to people like we're doing, we're in the swing states, you know, all the battleground states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Virginia. How about that? Right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely.
It is open up as a battleground state, and we can go in and talk about America first. We can talk about what policies make sense. And on the other side, we can do a comparison and analysis and show right now between Kamala and Trump, one side has all the policies that work and another side has no policies that work. So it's something about what's happening right now. There's a groundswell, and we have gone in and talked to, the average person, whether it be the barbershops or whether it be the churches, whether it be just in the community, and we have seen the trend that blacks don't want high gas prices, high taxes, fentanyl in their streets, illegal immigration. They don't want it. And I don't know if you say the legacy media is saying, yes, they do. And I'm telling you, no, they don't. They don't want it.
Well, Leon, you know, I know that the leftists love the group identity politics, and they want us to believe these things, but of course black Americans don't want fentanyl in those schools any more than anybody else wants it, right? I mean, there are these issues that are, you've termed your movement MAGA Black, which I think is great, for those of us that are maybe, I don't know, MAGA Jewish or MAGA Women or MAGA this, listen.
That's the fun part, Jeff, because I had a white person say, can I wear your shirt? And I said, heck yeah! MAGA Black is about black, brown, and white unite. Yeah. You go to our website, magablack.org, and you can tell, even though we are in the black community, what's been happening on the coalition side is that it doesn't matter what race. There's only one race, really, the human race. It doesn't matter what shade of skin. It doesn't matter. We got a light shade. I call you, Jeff, you're like milk chocolate, okay? I am more like brown chocolate, okay? So it doesn't matter, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what's going on. And so we are really now ramping up to have these conversations about policies in a way that, hey, let Trump be Trump.
Yeah.
But let the people, we the people, be we the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Leon, you're spot on. Again, it is about issues. It's about the reality. And there are so many people. There was a study that came out today. 70% of Democrats in America, really, honestly, they say, have no idea about Kamala Harris's back, what she's done in the past, what her policies were. And, you know, on the one hand, you have this presentation, oh, my gosh, she and Biden created all of this. Then they want to say at the same time she had no involvement. Look, we've gone through 4 years where the cost of gasoline is through the roof, the cost of milk is through the roof. You cannot look to your son or your daughter and say, well, of course you can someday afford a home in the neighborhood. They can't do it. And we can all look back a few years and remember what it was. And as you point out, this is not about black or white or brown. It is about black and white and brown together. We're all living in the same world. We're all paying the same prices. We're all seeing the same dangers in our community, wherever we happen to be. It doesn't matter what your zip code is, man. You're paying more for gasoline, and your kid cannot buy a house, and we got to be focused.
Exactly. And what I want to encourage people, because they want to volunteer, they want to get on board, sure, you can join us. Do you have to be black to work with MAGA Black? Of course not. Right. Matter of fact, the coalition is getting stronger, whether you're black, white, brown, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And what's going on is now we got to teach people now what matters on the ground. Poll workers, poll officers, canvassing, voter registration.
Okay.
We have what is called a citizen observer program. So we got people around the nation that are willing to just show what to do before and during the times of the polls. Because that's where the real battle is going to be fought.
That's That's right.
Not in the air.
That's right.
Not in the basement where Kamala is right now with Biden. It's not going to be fought in the basement.
Yeah.
It's going to be fought at the polls. And so we really got a real strong program that we're excited about over these next. We only have 83 days until election. That's it. 82, really. Today marks 82 days before November 5th. So those who want to get on board with us, please reach out to us. We're excited. And Jeff, you are amazing. You are the real true cat. You're not a copycat, okay? You're the real true cat, okay?
You're a kind man. Now, Leon, don't say anything else that's nice. I'm going to get a big head and it won't work. But give everybody the website because I want them involved. What is your website for the group?
Okay, it's magablack.org. And they can get a shirt, a hat, you know, get some gear.
Okay.
But the more important thing is, MAGAblack.org. They can join us and start to know what we need to do 82 days out, what we need to do at the polls, and before the polls. That's the most important thing.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm sure it's okay with you. I want to make sure that I share MAGAblack.org on all of my social media, MAGAblack.org. And if you've got I like my T-shirts loose. So if you got a double X floating around over there, pop it in the mail, dude, and I'll take
it's
some
yours.
Photos.
It's yours. I'll do better than that. I'll get you a hat, too.
All right.
And just tell them. That you're milk chocolate and Leon is brown chocolate.
All right, man. I love you, and I appreciate you being here. We're gonna send people to magablack.org. That is the Reverend Leon Benjamin. Now, he's a good guy. I mean, let me tell you something. He's trying to do the right things for the right reasons. That's what you've got to remember why you're in this. 82 days until the election day. But remember, early voting starts in a couple of weeks throughout America. We've got to save a country. I know it's kind of a heavy lift, but if you really give it damn about this, then you're going to step up to the plate and you're going to join us. It is 3:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.